Okay, we are on the Mishnah, Taf Amud Aleph. Mechol Yom Tomin Es Mizbeach, Mikriyas HaGever. This is talking about the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. This is the first mitzvah of the day. And let's see, Rashi explains us what it is. Tomin Es Mizbeach, HaDeshen, Shehu Choteh Mina Deshen B'machta Pamachat, Bein Rav Lamad. So he goes on to the Mizbeach, and there's the fire, where the fire burning and all the korbanos are being burned, so there's the, it turns into ashes, all the korbanos. So that's the deshen. That he's choteh min ha-deshen, the machteh, using like a shovel, right? And he takes the one scoopful, pamachas, bein Rav Lamad. It doesn't matter how much he takes. Here it's on a specific shiro, vilbad, shalo yichot, mi malei komet. It has to be, though, minimally, they learn it from the psukim, it has to be a minimal of a komet, which is a handful. But, so normally we just take a handful, like he does with the menachos. But it's very difficult to do that because it's burning hot. So he can't grab it with his hand. So he just has to use this shovel. So he has to, use his estimation, and it should be at least a handful amount of ashes. And then, v'nasno b'mizrachol shakev, he goes down the ramp, and then east of the ramp, he puts it down, v'nivla b'mkomo, and miraculously, the ashes that seep into the ground. Sh'ne'emar v'erimet ha'deshen, v'samu etzel mizbech, as it says in the pasuk, v'yalfinan l'kaman mi v'herim mi menuk l'kumtso, v'hi ha'ta t'chilas avodas shacharis bashkamah. And that's why Verim Yenu Kumtso, that has to be at least a kometz. And that's the beginning of the avodah of Shacharis Bashkama. Like the early thing, first thing you do is you take a handful of ashes, put it down, that's the first thing they did. So when is this done? So as the Mishnah said, it's done B'kriyas HaGever or Samuchlo, or near Kriyas HaGever, Bein Lefanav, Bein Lacharav. So the Gemara is going to discuss what Kriyas HaGever is, probably tomorrow. And so it's either it's when the chicken crows or whatever, and others say it's when the person announces, whatever. But well, like we're going to discuss that. So that's in the first morning. So it's either at Kriyas HaGever or Samuchlo, Bein Lefanav Bein Lacharav, a little bit before, a little bit after. Rashi says Samuchlo, Samuch Kriyas HaGever, Ifnei Kriyaso Lachareyan. Fine. So that's number one. And Yom Kippurim, however, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would do this, the Trumas HaDeshen, but he would makdim. He'd already do it from Chatzos. Why? Because he's weak. It's got a long day ahead of him. He's up all night. He's got a long day of work ahead of him. So therefore, to take the ashes down or whatever. So we get him given an early start, so he doesn't have to do this later on and prolong the service, etc. Beregalim, and on the Chagim, they make it even earlier. And already Miashmura Rishona. As we remember in Maseches Brachos, that the night's divided into three shifts of angels. So the first, the third is of the night. That's Miashmura Rishona already. That's when they would do the Trumas HaDeshen on the Chagim. V'lo haisa kriyas HaGever magas. Hazara Malaya Misrael. And by the time Kriyas HaGever came, the Hazar was filled already with Klal Yisrael, because they got up early to bring their korbanos, and they're waiting for the korban Tami Shel Shachar to be offered, and then they can bring their own korbanos. So everybody was there, was already filled by them. Just nashim. Yeah. Yeah. Says Rashi, B'yom Kippurim, he's already torn mechatzos. Uber regalim miashmur rishona shehish lishis alay like we said third of the night. Kadamar meseches brachas gimel mishmaras hayav laila. Uber gemara mefarish time at a kulu. And explain all these reasons why on Yom Kippur chatzos and why on the chagim is miashmur rishona, etc. Velohai takri yasagever magas beregalim, and when on the chagim, achaita azara malayam Israel, filled with Israel, hamivin from his sand, they're bringing their korbanos, liyos mezumanim la'krivam achar tamid miyad. So they can bring, as soon as the korban tamid is brought, they can right away bring their korban. Okay, that's that. Now let's see the Gemara. Tnan hatsam. This is a Gemara in Zvachim. It says, Evarim, excuse me, shepaku me'al gabe mizbeach, kodem chatzos, yachzir. Umolim behem, la'achar chatzos, lo yachzir, ve'in molim behem. Okay, so this is a little background. So it's talking about the limbs that are burning on the mizbeach. So they begin to burn in the daytime, and then they continue burning into the night. So the Mishnah there discusses, so Pashtus, a limb that hasn't been burnt at all, like it still has the meat on it. So Pashtus, it doesn't matter. That gets, what's referring to as paku, is that it gets something very, very, very hot, and then it like splits, bursts open, and because of the bursting open, it flies off the mizbeah sometimes, and it would go onto the floor. Then there's a shaila whether you have to put it back on the mizbeah. So if the mitzvah, we'll see, is already done with it, it's finished, so then you don't have to put it back on the mizbeah. And there's no mi'ila either, as we'll see. This is a mi'ila, of course, getting hana from Kodesh. It's also to do. So once the mitzvah is done with it, so you don't have to put it back, and therefore there's no mi'ila either. But if the mitzvah is not done with it yet, finished, so then you'd have to put it back on the mizbeah. And if the person got hanah, it would be over on Me'ilah. So they explained that if the thing's already totally burnt, completely burnt inside, that like ash already, like basically a piece of charcoal, then it doesn't matter when it happens, it falls off, whatever, it's nothing. You know, if the mitzvah's done, there's no meal, there's nothing to discuss. If it's still has meat on it, so then you've got to put it back no matter what, when it is. Why? Because it still has the mitzvah. That's not what we're discussing. What we're basically discussing here is somewhere in the middle, but more towards the burnt side. It's basically like a dried out, like you say, like a piece of wood, and it's burnt also on the outside, but it's got still a little bit of semblance to meat, a little bit, and therefore this is somewhere like we're in between. And that's what we're talking about. So if these type of Eivarim, that's the Eivarim we're referring to, Shepaku me'al mizbeach, and they got burnt and then thrown off the mizbeach, exploded. So if it's before Chatzos, so then you have to, these times you have to put back on the mizbeach to finish up the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not completed yet, and therefore mo'alim behem. After Chatzos, it's already, since it's been burnt to that degree already, so lo yachzir, once it's Chatzos already, so we say that basically mitzvah is done if it got to that degree by Chatzos. And if a lo yachzir anymore, and ain molim behem either. Say it to Rashi. Ahecha kaimi, these are words we don't have in our Gemara, in our Girsa. And Rashi says, any yodei lafarsha, I don't know what these words mean. V'nirali, d'achi garsina, and the Girsa is like we have. Right? That's not non-hasam. Ivarim shapaku v'chule. V'hi mishnah b'mesechet zvachim, like we said, and mitoch b'kiyatan, like after they explode, koftzim, they jump with no flim mina maracha, and they fall from the maracha where they're being burnt. Okay, kodem chatzos, referring to the laila, chatzos laila at night. So then we makziru molim behem. You put it back and the molim behem. Says Rashi, the kodem chatzos einu chashuv iko beiver sheish bo adain mamish. Again, so that's what we're saying. It has a little bit still of some semblance of meat. So before Chatzos, it's not considered that it's equal, that it's already like burnt up, and with by the Aver, and therefore it's still, if it has some meat on it, lefikach tzarich lachzir al ha'marachat, if you have to put it back. V'keivan shelo naset kol mitzvatan, since it's not finished yet, the mitzvah, therefore kochei Hashem, karinan beisil ha'kal kochei Hashem, and therefore v'yisbe me'ila l'neni memenu, and therefore someone gets anaz over on me'ila. But after Chatzos, ain't tzarich lachzir, you don't have to put it back anymore. Shachatzos ose equal. That the chatzos kilu, that makes it as if it's literally digested, meaning that it's complete. Right? Beivarim. So this is the expression that Rashi uses. Beivarim shemashla bo haor. Well, see, that's the expression Rashi uses for these semi-burnt pieces. They're called beivarim shemashla bo haor. Vafapi sheish bo mamish kiyalif lakamis. Even though there is some semblance, like we said, of meat, but still, since it's pretty much burnt, then the chatzos is going to make the difference. The ein mo'alim behem, if it's after chatzos, kidekai malan, as we learn in Pesachim, that Shenases mitzvah, so ain molimbo. And once the mitzvah is done, there's no meila anymore. Kevin de leis ba sorech gavor. Since it's no use for kodesh anymore, lo karina bekachi Hashem. Ubi meila ksiv, and it says by meila v'chata bishkaga bekachi Hashem. So that's the lashon used in the Torah for meila is kachi Hashem. This is not kachi Hashem anymore, and therefore there's no meila. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, and this is gonna create it shortly a theorah with our Mishnah. Okay, but before that, we continue. Minahani mili. So how do we know that this idea that chatzot is the at nighttime makes the difference? It makes this the division between whether it's complete, it's not complete, whether to put it back or not. So Amar Rav says we learn it from Astira and Pesukim. Kasuv echad omer kol halayla vehikdir. The kasuv echad omer kol halayla vehiri. Ha ketzad, I sechur astira. So my answer is not a kasha. Chelkeu, you divide the night up. Chetzio laktara, vechetzio laharama. Half for offering and half for harama, taking off the ashes. Okay, so what is the, obviously I have to explain what's the stira and what's the answer. Okay, so the stira, it's a little bit funny in the Lashon of the Gemara because we're quoting a pasuk, he doesn't really say that in the pasuk. But we're dealing with two pesukim here at the beginning of Parshas Tzav. So the first pasuk, "Tzavet Aram es banav leimor chule," says, "Zos taras haola, hi haola al moktala mizbeach kol halayla." So we have the it's burning the whole night ad haboker until the morning. Veish hamizbeach tukad bo. Okay, so that's the first pasuk that we're referring to. And what does that tell us? Says Rashi. Kol halayla vihikdir, hi ha'ola al mokta kol halayla. Okay, it's on the fire the whole night. Alma, what do we learn from here? Kol halayla mitzvah lios al mokta. Mashmah that it's a mitzvah that the limb should be the whole night on the mizbeach. Okay, alma kol halayla havia haktaras evarim. The whole night has to be haktaras evarim. Vafilu girsa debach is impaka. Mashe al hamoked. So it's mashe from here. If I just had this pasuk, kol halayla says, okay. So it means that all night has to be. And if it falls off, any time, again, here, like even after chatzos, right? And at any time over the night, I have to put it back. That's what's mashe. Yet the next pasuk says, v'kasuv, Rashi continues, v'kasuv echad omer kol halayla vihirim. Right? So this is going on the next pasuk, so quote. It says the lavasha kohen mideva next pasuk, and then the kohen wears his clothing, linen clothing. U michnas evad yilbash al besaro, and then it says veheri mesadeshen asher tochal haesh es haola, and then he takes off the deshen. That's what we're saying, the trumas of deshen. He takes off the deshen that the esh burnt es haola al mizbeach, and it's some way some mizbeach. He said he takes it down, puts it next to mizbeach, and that's trumas of deshen. So they're medayik, the fact that the second pasuk is like a hemshech of the first pasuk. That the first pasuk was talking about the whole night, and then the second pasuk, we assume, is also talking about the whole night. So the whole night means you can take already take off from the mizbeach anytime you want during the night time. You can take off the burnt thing. So says Rashi, kasuv echad omer kol halayla v'hirim de samich leila hu kra. It's next to this pasuk. It says, "V'lavasha kohen midevav named Avad," as we said, "V'heiri mesadesh." Alma kol alayla hu chashiv kikul. Mashma, the whole night already is considered as if it's burnt, and then you can do truma sadesh. What is truma sadesh? You take the burnt stuff off the mizbeah. So mashma, the whole night you can take it off the mizbeah. Kari, it's already kari basar ha'ola deshen. Mishamashla bo'or. Again, Mishamashla wants it. Why, if it's still meat, mamish, and then it's not like that, of course you can't take meat off the mizbeach and say, I'm doing truma sadeshin. That's understood, like we said. But once it's already, like, pretty much burned, like we said, the mashla bo'or, that middle stage, so that's already considered burnt. Bekasher la'rimo, and you can take it off. So it seems to be a sira. First pasuk says that, no, the whole night, it's got to be on the mizbeach. Falls off any time, you got to put it back on. And the second pasuk says, no, you can already take it, not only if it falls off, you can take it off. You can take it off yourself and use it as truma sadeshin any time during the night. So what is it? Does it have to be on the mizbeach all night, or is it, am I allowed to take it off the mizbeach even, let alone if it falls off, I can even take it off as truma sadeshin all night. So what's pshat as a stira? The Gemara answers that you divide the night up, half for Akhtara and half for Harama. Says Rashi, Chesio Laktara, she'eino equal. So that we say that divide a night up into half till midnight. So up until midnight, it's not considered equal. Unless, like we said, it's totally ashes, 100%. But otherwise, it's not considered burnt yet. Ve'im pako, tzarich lagzir, like we said, and therefore if it falls off until midnight, it's not considered finished yet, and you have to put it back. So it's got to be in there at least until chatzos in order to finish it off, to finish off the mitzvah. And then v'chatzeyu l'haramatza is mechatzos l'halan kari deshin. And you want to do Truma Sedeshin, that is only after Chatzos. Right? Until Chatzos, you can't take off anything off the Mizbeach. It has to be only from Chatzos and on. Alma Chatzos Mashvile Ikul. So here we see that Chatzos is the dividing line. Up until Chatzos, it's considered, not, you consider the mitzvah is not finished, not considered burnt yet enough, and therefore, you have to, if it falls off, you have to put it back. Surely you cannot remove it. And after Chatzos, so then it's already considered burnt, and then if it falls off, whatever, you don't have to put it back. And not only that, you could take it off, and Truma Sedeshin as well. It's considered like ashes that you can take off for your Truma Sedeshin. Okay, so all very nice. But now comes why we brought all this, the spirit to our Mishnah. Masiv Rav Kahana. So we asked the Kasha of our Mishnah. Why? We said, V'chol yorm tor min esamizbeach v'kriya segever. Osamu chol bein milfanav bein lacharav. Right, we said that every day when you do Truma Sedeshin in the morning, okay, at Kriya Segever, a little before, a little after, and Yom Kippur, Michatzos, and we said at Chatzos Alayla, and now here comes the problem, Beregalim, Bashmura Rishona, and on the Rega, when do we do it? Ashmura Rishona, when's Ashmura Rishona? The night divided into three parts, first third is before Chatzos, that's already at the right half, this is only a third. So here we see that you're doing Truma Sedeshin from third of the night. And we just got through saying the way we're learning it is only that they can't do any truma sedeshin, no truma before chatzos. Everything has to be done before, only after chatzos you can do any truma mashma from the way we said. As we're saying, that we're learning from the psukim that can't do any truma sedeshin before chatzos. So how could we be makdim on the regalim and nutriment sedation already at the third of the night? And there's a whole shiloh here about this second, these words in the brackets, v'hechi me'achrinan, and how could we do it any later? So later, of course, shouldn't be a problem, as the Rashi says, we'll see right now. Rashi says garcinan, right? We say either right, the hechi makdiminan, so that's our gear. So below garcinan, hechi me'achrinan. Roy, hello, kol chetzio, roi la rama, umalanu imiacher. Right? So why can't I do it later? Not a problem. It says the second half of the night, the way we are learning, is for Truma Sedeshin, the second half. So how can we do it any later? Why can't we do it later? That's not a problem. So it's not a problem that we're doing it during the year at Kriya Segever. Okay? So therefore, Rashi takes out these words. Right? Others, I think Tosus leaves the words and says that no, you could learn it because if there is a mitzvah, you can already do it earlier. So then, why should do Jerizim Maktim la mitzvahs? Why should we push it off and do it later? Okay. So, but Rashi says we take out these words, and because mainly the main mitzvah is how can we maktim it? Again, we can. It says you can't do any Truma Sedeshin before Chatzos. Only then the pasuk tells us you can do Truma Sedeshin. And yet we see from the it says in our Mishnah we're doing it already from the regal. Okay. I'm sorry? Yeah, okay, we're gonna see. That's kinda what we're gonna see now. Okay, so that's the kash of our Mishnah. So Ella, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, what are we gonna do now? Okay, let's see Rashi, sorry. Heki makadminan, emakdaminan, afilu deshin hamu kal yafet. So right now we're learning, even if it's totally burnt, V'amard chetzi olaharamasa alma ein chetzi harishon kashchasher lakach. Right, it's mashma that even if it's total ashes, right, that the mitzvah is chetzi olaharam is the second half. Only then you can do Truma Sedeshin second half. So how can we do it earlier? El Amar Yochanan says Rashi. So therefore, lo tema chetzi lakach v'chetzi lakach. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, don't learn like we said, like Rav, that the answer to the steer is, you know, chetzi for this and chetzi for that. It doesn't work because we have our Mishnah. Ela hachi dari shakasuv. This is how you have to learn it. Okay, hakasher kol halayla. So bein laktara, bein mukalim. Okay, that the legabe haktara is the whole night, and that's legabe, if it's basar, okay, then you can burn it the whole night, right? And the whole night's the mitzvah. And if it comes off the mizbeach, you put it back. If it has basar, that's like that's the ein mukalim, right? If it has basar on it. And bein la rama, and also by harama, im yesh deshin mu'uka. So now we're learning, if it's got meat on it, so then you can do it the whole time, the whole night. And if it's ashes, also you can do it the whole night. Mamish ashes. Okay? V'chatzos, the osa ikul, bevarim, shemash v'lehem ha'or, mihachanafka. And therefore, so fine. So now we're changing. We're saying no. Really, meat, the whole night. Ashes, the whole night. And therefore, it's good. And then we're going to see there's not a problem with our mission anymore. Because you can do Tzumas Adeshin the whole night, as long as it's ashes. And the meat has to be put back the whole night if it's not, if it's mamish meat. And where are we learning, though? Again, we want, I mean, not immediately, we wanted a source, though, still, for this Mishnah Zvachim, that's something about how chatzos has an effect on these middle, this middle stage meat, right? That's kind of mashal memor, that's burnt but not completely. So we're still looking for that. So the Rabbi Yochanan says, we're going to learn it from here. Mihacha nafka. Mimash meshenemar baktara kol alayla ad Al Mukta, Eni Yodea Shadaboker Kari Laila. Okay, let's be back in the Gemara. So therefore he says, Amar El Mamar Yochanan, I'll tell you where the source is. Shneemar Kola Laila, Eni Yodea Shahu Adaboker. Right? It says Kola Laila. It says the pasuk Adaboker. Well, it says Kola Laila. That means until the morning. So why do you have to say Adaboker? Uma Talmud Lomar Adaboker. It's coming to tell us Tain Boker LeBokro Shalaila. Okay, there you're supposed to give another morning to the morning. In other words, you have the regular morning is Aloha Sashakar, and then you have to add another earlier time to that, basically. Here, Boker means like Hashkam, get early, make it early. So besides the early morning, you add another early, which is when we assume it's Chatzos. And that's where we learn the Chatzos, point of where we make the distinction between when the meat has to be put back on the mizbech, like it's on in the Mishnah Zvachim, or does have to be put on the back of the mizbech, whether you're moel or not, is the chatzos based on this the extra word adaboker. Okay, see Rashi, umat hamilomer adaboker ten hashgama acheres lebokor shalayla. Give another hashgama, give another earlier time than the regular morning. Rashi, bokor shalayla hu alos hashachar. That's your regular. Boker is Olos HaShachar. V'nasan l'chakasuv, bo boker, acher, gives us another boker. Lomar, she'en tzarich laktir min hashgama, numbers from, we're saying chatzos, right, ve'elech, ve'keivan, shelo natan, zman, ve'oso boker, didn't tell us what this earlier boker is, so al-chor chachahu chatzos alayla, must be chatzos. Hilkach, choyel v'chol alayla, kasher l'harama, so now, very good, so now we took care of that problem. That we have our limud for these meat that's the mashlam emor, that's the middle stage, and what we gained is now we've seen that Trumas Hadeshah can be done the whole night. So once that's the case, wonderful. Hilka, choya v'kol alayla kashel harama, kavu chakamim zmana, kol lefi ashah, kol yom, right, so lefi shah. So now it's very good. So now Trumas Hadeshah at least can be done the whole night, and therefore the chakamim gave different times for depending on the situation. B'chol yom, the luna fishe karbanah, so every day, your average day, there's not a lot of karbanahs. So therefore, b'rav lahem ayom, and you got a lot of day in front of you. Therefore, b'koras hagever sagi. It's enough when the chicken crows, so the rooster crows, and then you could do it then. You don't have to do it early at the middle of chatzos, whatever. There's no rush. You got a whole day in front of you, not a lot of action, and therefore you can do it then. Okay, and so hilkach b'chol yom tarmin as mizbeach v'kriyas hagever, the Gemara says, and o samuchlo bein l'fan l'bein l'charav sagye, that's okay, and then b'yom ha'kipurim the ikachul she the kohen gadol avdilan mechatzos, We do it early because Chosh of the Kohen Gadol, says Rashi. B'yom HaKippurim, the Chosh of the Kohen Gadol, Sharei Alav, Levadohu Mutal, Tzarich Leshkim Yoter. So he does it earlier at Chatzos, because he does all the work himself. And the Beragalim, the Nefisha Yisrael, the Nefisha Korbanos, but on the Chagim, there's tons of Korbanos, tons of Yisrael. Therefore, Avdina Miyashmura Rishona, we do it earlier. Okay? Kedektani Taima, as the Gemara says, like we saw in the Mishnah, Lo Haita Kriyasa Gever, Magaz Achaita Azara Malaya Misrael. So you can see, there was so many people, it was filled by the time even the morning came, was filled with Yisrael. They were all bringing their Korbanos, there was tons and tons of Korbanos. So they had a lot of work to do. They had to clean off the, we're going to see in Rashi, going to clean off the Mizbeach from all the ashes. You got to get an early start because you've got a lot of work to clean up the Mizbeach and clear it so you have room for the new Korbanos on the next day. So therefore, that's why we started very early. And again, the point being that now we're good is that Shumat and Neshim getting any time you want. And therefore, a third of the night, not a problem. Any time during the night time you can do it. Okay, let's finish off the Rashis. The Nefishe Korbanos. Varava Deshen, and there's on the Chagim, right, there's a lot of Korbanos and a lot of ashes, the Makom HaMaracha, where they burn the Korbanos. The Tzarich Lalos, it's a Deshen, Letapuach, Lacha Harama. So after, first you do Trumas Deshen, that's the Harama, you take the little bit of ashes, and then after that, they can clean off the Mizbeach, and there's a lot of ashes, and put it in the middle, you see these pictures of the Mizbeach, like a dome in the middle, right, it's called a Tapuach. That's where they put all the burnt, they pile up the ashes till it gets very big, and then they clear it out completely. So, but the first they have to do after the haram, first you have to do Trumas HaDesh, and then they would clean off the Mizbeach and clean off the Maracha and put the ashes on the Tapuach in the middle of the Mizbeach. Kiritna Masechet Tamid, Malin Afar Le Tapuach. The Tapuach Hu Gal Shel Efer, it's a mound of ashes. Kemin Tapuach Shel Anavim Nidrach Begaz, like a pile, a mound of grapes that is like squash or whatever in the gas, in the way they make the wine. Shasham kanso efer shall call yemos chag. That's what they during the chag. They would pile it up in the middle of mizbeach. The hu bem to mizbeach in the middle. Upamim shehu alav kegimel meos kur. Sometimes it was 300, tremendous amount, 300 kur of ashes. Some say in the Gemara it says it's a. It's one sheet that says that's just a guzma, right? It wasn't that much. That's a tremendous amount. The fikach tzarich lakdim l'trom yashmur rishona. Therefore, they had to make it earlier by the yashmur rishona, so they have time to do all this, clear all the ashes off, and get ready for the next day. Okay. Chatzos. No, so that's something else. That we're just learning the Indian of the Evarim Shemashal Behemahor.
That you're allowed to do it earlier, we're saying that same focus.
But that's if it's totally burnt. In other words, if the ashes are totally burnt, you got the whole night.
So then why don't
and
we
meat that you hold burnt, you got the whole night.
Right, so why don't we just answer that in the original Sira also, that this Sira will say is talking about only. This deal of Kol HaLayla V'Hiktir is talking about ashes that are totally burnt. Kol HaLayla V'Hayrin is talking about ashes that are Trumas HaDeshen. I'm sorry, Trumas HaDeshen, Kol HaLayla is ashes that are totally burnt. Kol HaLayla V'Hiktir, you can burn it also, is things that are not yet totally burnt. And the Mela, things in the middle, what will they do? Oh, we'll have to find in the in-between couple of...
Well, no, you can't just say, okay, well, this is fine. You have to have a source for it.
No, because you could say those things that are not totally burnt. The question is what.
Well, that's how what we are saying. I mean, what you're saying now is what we are saying.
No, but here's Masha.
Right, now, here in the Havamina. In this way, we thought that this was talking about Dafka, the ones that were semi-burnt. That's what the Psukim were telling.
That we were talking about only.
Oh, right, only that.
No, we're talking about both. The,
no, that was the that was that's the issue.
Masha, you're not allowed to have Truman Tadesh and Bechlau. Before we were
right before Chatzot, but yeah, right, but we said including and the. These pieces also, they were not, they were said, they're the semi-burnt things, and you're not allowed to take them off before Chatzos.
That's what we're assuming.
Right,
we're talking
right.
But in the Havim that we said, Kol HaLayla V'Hayrin means that you would not be allowed to, from the Pasuk before with Masha, you would not be allowed to take Trumas HaDeshen.
Right, just from Chatzos.
and the one after him says that you're mastering a lot of
different stuff.
So it must be that the pasuk is a stereo from the other. Mele, we said the tens of sukkim, we're talking about the things that are not yet totally burnt. But the things that are totally burnt, are you allowed to make Trumas Edition from before? Is Master not? You would not be allowed
to. That's why we asked the question.
That's why we asked the question.
After that, he said, how can we do it from whatever,
But why couldn't we answer that? Yes, you'd be allowed to. And just that this theorem is only talking about that. It's only talking about the...
I also had a problem with that.
Just say that the psukkim are talking about that. Why do we have to say it's talking about everything? That's a chav. And then the Gemara comes out that we come out with a different pasuk.
Right.
We have a different limud.
We have a different limud for the chatzosim because they're nechanami. This is
this pasuk.
Like it's like you're saying. That's what it comes out.
And then the other limud is telling us where we know it earlier from.
Right. Those the pieces are not totally burnt. We're learning it from that.
The pieces that are not totally burnt, we learned from this year.
We discarded that.
So what? So this is not a steer at all? What is it? He says he doesn't learn smichus?
No. So now we can say what you're saying. That really, when I just steer, it says all night, and here, Akhtar, all night. One's referring to when there's meat on it. When there's meat on it, then the whole night is Akhtar.
Right.
And when there is no when it's just ashes,
then the whole night.
So if it's not a steer, that's
where do we go?
But we need a source still for the those middle mashla b'hen or. We need what we're going to
that.
That's from a different limud, right.
Then when the Gemara says sag, so then when the Gemara goes now says that hilchos b'chol yom tamar esamizbech b'kriyas hagever.
So now we have leeway.
But this is not going. This hilchos is not going from
right,
this plastic.
Now we got the whole night to do that. And you can choose when. Now we're just explaining why each one is different. Why they chose.
Also, some interesting thing. Also, the last Gemara from yesterday, the Rabbi Nachman learns a different shot in the whole Gemara.
Was it Tzvila thing? Was it Tzvila? That part?
Yeah. If it's going on Tzvila, if it's going on
Tzvila,
when you Limud Torah, or it's going on Bam is going on Kriya Shema itself.
Right. Uh-huh.
He goes learns the whole thing. He says. You're allowed to go and be mafsik for Kriya Shema if you're in the middle of learning. That's number one. Bam also about keva. Amar Rav Hamafsik be'esha kari v'talmud. If he's a mafsik in the middle of learning, b'sach sichas chulin over. The sage. Remember the debate of him. Bam yeshchal ahapsik v'likras kriya shema lobs ramachem. Different. What do you call it? Different. Over balav kol advarim. Right.
This is all hemshech of that idea.
A limud Torah on poor kriya shema.